Welcome to the Joseph Campbell Audio Collection. This talk is called Forest Adventuress. It is the fifth talk in the series entitled Western Quest. And now, Joseph Campbell.
Well, we left our two heroes, Parsifal and Gawain, on quest. And we now come to the story of the resolutions. To begin with, Parsifal has been wandering for some 5 years on his steed, revolving through this area where he found the Grail Castle and now unable to find it. This is the forest, you might say, adventurous, the forest adventurous of this world, where we meet our adventures when we are ready for them. The adventure that we meet is one for which we are ready, and the forest brings forth our own world. And here in this attitude of hatred and rejection, ego pride and all, Parsifal has been riding for 5 years. And something is becoming ready in him during this time. And one day, he notices a hermitage, a little hermit hut in the forest he hadn't noticed before. And he rides up to this and he calls, "Is there anybody in?" And a woman's voice answers. And when he hears it's a woman's voice, he turns away quickly and tethers his horse and gives her a chance to come out. And it's a woman in hermit's garb, and she sits down beside him, and he notices there's a ring on her finger. And he says, "That's strange." And she says, "This is a ring for one who died for love of me. And though we were not married, I am married to this ring. Our love was never fulfilled, but I will go to God with this ring as married." And he realized this was Sigun again. And in the hermitage was the coffin of her beloved, and she had been kneeling in prayer over the coffin. And the chill went through him, and he removed his helmet, and when she saw who it was, she stared at him in a hard way and said, "Oh, it's you. Have you found the Grail Castle yet?" And he said, "Don't be hard on me. After all, we're related. After all, also, you know that I've been riding in terrible suffering and pain and deprivation in quest." Well, she says, "Kundry, the sorcerer, left here only a little while ago. You might follow her path. That's where her mule went. She might be there now." So, thanking her, he mounts, follows the path, but loses it in the woods, and he's riding on then. He's close, but he's not there. Then he sees a curious procession of pilgrims with an old nobleman and his wife at the head, and their two daughters, and a whole company of people following. They actually are a whole company of this gentleman's castle out on pilgrimage, barefoot in the snow. It's Easter, it's Good Friday. And this is a little sort of, what can we call it, secular charade, a kind of make-believe pilgrimage. They go out for the day of Good Friday in bare feet and so forth, and feel that they're very pious with this sacrifice and this celebration of an important festival. And they come along, and the knight on his horse, who has been in severe penance and ordeal for 5 years, draws himself aside. I might say that the ladies have their little dogs trotting along by their side also. And the old gentleman out front looks at this knight and he says, "How dare you be riding in knightly armor on this day of the death of our Savior and all?" And the knight says, "I don't know what day it is. I don't know what year it is." And the old man starts abusing him for his lack of piety. And the daughters say, "Oh, come on, Daddy. The man must be very cold in that ice-cold suit of armor. And here we are with a whole camp full of blankets and food and everything else. Why don't you invite him to share our hospitality?" Well, the girls are awfully cute, and he looking at them, thinks, "They love him whom I hate. I will be polite and just make my departure." So he bade them go on with their pious pilgrimage, and he would go his way. They learned from him that he hated God. And the old man, looking at him, said, "Perhaps when your heart turns, you will wish to confess your sins. There's a hermit down the way." Well, here's the amusing thing. This little charade, this little make-believe austerity of this family, the image of it works on him. And that very moment, he begins to think, "Perhaps God will guide me." And he lets his horse go. He drops his reins on the horse. The horse goes down the path, and sure enough, comes to a hermitage. Now, this is the hermitage of the Grail King's brother, Trevor Cent, who abandoned the world.